Israel. You should give a MSOs Yudalish. But Agav the Os, it's what's nice is you forget sometimes he actually was writing this to someone. So he, for a moment here at the beginning of Os Yudalit, he reminds us that he's actually writing this as like a letter, and he wrote this kuntras to someone who said, What's with your rabbis? What's with your mahalik? What's with your derech chaim? What's with your understanding of Torah? So va'agav da'asi liyadi divrei ha'magid mizlach of Neir Yair. So since I mentioned in the previous piece, the teaching from Mayri Virabi, the Magid of Zlachiv, sheshamati mi pe kodsho b'chag shvuas ha'avar shalshamazo, things that I heard from him this past year on Shvuas, shnas tof kuf lamed zayin, the Prat Katan, the year 1777, Shavatiti Sham Chag Shuas the Shabbos Shachar. I spent Shuas in the Shabbos afterwards. Va'amar Drush Aruch Bein Mincha Shal Yom Rishon LaMarav Shal Yom Sheni. And the Magid of Yechiel Mechol Zlatshu gave a drasha between the first and second night. Okay, like any good shul, someone gave a drasha. Just interesting. It was like, you know, one of the early tzaddikim in 1777. Okay, B'kihila Kadosha Brod. This all took place in the holy Kila of Brot. Minyan Shalom in there. V'yadati ki chaviven alecha shmeitza derav ha-magid neriyah. And I know that you enjoy hearing teachings from the Magid. Hey, he's writing in to this friend of his. V'alai b'yosar. I'm certainly with you on that. V'yosar mash zachisi l'shmoa pel peh. And especially things that I didn't hear in his name, but I heard from him. Amarti l'halas l'cha l'ksav dvar shadir b'zeh inyan. So let me tell you another thing that the Magid said on this inyan. He saw someone, some people have such a practice, on Shavuos reciting the Taryag Mitzvahs. Reading the list of the 613. Sounds like a nice idea. So the Magid of Zlatshu said, when his mind was in a jolly state, right? What are you saying the Taryag Mitzvahs? What kind of business is this, saying the Taryag Mitzvahs? Hello, Taryag Mitzvahs nitnu ikaram lakaimam. Lo la'omram bilvad. The Taryag Mitzvahs are for doing, not for saying. Like, you think you're just going to run through that, you know, just write a list of them, and then you got to live it, you got to become it. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin that says that Moshe's taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanon. So Hashem says, if ever Klal Yisrael is in trouble, Yasu Lefanei Kaseder Hazet, and I'll save them. So Chavetz Chaim and others are Medayik. It doesn't say, read the list. It says, Yasu Lefanei Kaseder Hazet. It doesn't say, just get up and declare, Kel Rachum Bechanon. It means, become Rachum Bechanon, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. Hevei Domolo, be like Hashem with those midos. Chavetz Chaim gave a mashal. It's brought in slightly different ways. First way I heard it was that Chavetz Chaim gave a mashal. Imagine a person leaves someone in charge of his store. And he says, I'm going away for a few days. He says to the junior manager, I want you to take care of all the things on this list. He gives him a big list. Responsibilities while he's gone. So the fellow comes back a couple days later from his vacation. And he says to the manager, no, how'd it go? He says, boss, you'll be very proud of me. Every single day I read the list. Every single day what? Every single day I read the list. You read the list, and then what? And then you did it, no? Oh, you're supposed to do the things on the list? Yeah, you're supposed to do, yeah, you're supposed to live the things on the list. Oh, that I didn't realize. Rabbi Biederman tells this, I only saw it recently. That's how the Chofetz Chaim actually brings it in the Sefer Shem Olam. Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Shem Olam. So Rabbi Biederman had a different nusach, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. I saw it in my notes. Rabbi Biederman had a nusach that someone, similar idea, someone went away and left a bird under someone else's watch and gave him a whole list of things to do every day for the bird. So he read the list and the guy came back and the bird was dead. Well, I read the list. It says, feed the bird. I said that every day. You said feed the bird every day? A dead bird. Right? So I don't know if that's what Biederman's just, you know, variation on that mashal, but the mashal is a very important one. Because it highlights the fact that if we're just going to have this chitzoniyistic relationship with Torah, where I read the Torah and I see what it says, but I don't live it, it doesn't become my life force, and it's not muvla in my blood, then it's not really it. So he said, it's a nice, this is a cute Indian to read the list, but address me Mekayim the list. Lola Amram Bavad. V'naschil b'mitzah rishona shehi mitzvahs piri avrivya. So the Magid of Zlotchev was holding court. Now people were listening. And he says, let's go one by one. Let's go through the mitzvahs. Let's learn the mitzvahs. Try to understand how to do the mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is piri avrivya, pururvu. So the Magid of Zlotchev turned to me, Rabbi Chil Mechel Zlotchev turned to me, and he said, no. He said, Yoshu Devayamas. Which is probably not what he called him, because he didn't write this yet. He said, Rav Ivish, tell us, what's the double Lashon period of Arivya? Vanisha Takti. Machmas Busha, I was scared to answer. I don't know, what does Rabbi want me to say? No, say, what's period of Rivia? Why the double Lashon? Pru Urivu. So he says, so I said, Rashi. Rashi says in the Pasuk, Pru Asu Peros. Vimlo Amar Ella Pru Levad. If it only said Pru, hey Shem. If it only said Pru, I would think, Hayamashma She'echad Molid Echad. I would think you have to be fruitful. On some level, you have to have a child. Lachain Amar Urivu She'echad Molid Harbe. Revu means not just produce some fruit, but produce a lot of fruit. Be very fruitful. Multiply many times over. Shalal Zeh, so the Magid said, no, so I'll ask you. So why not just say Urevu? Imkein Yomar Urevu Lachud, V'lishtamei Ashneim. Why not just go for big numbers right off the bat? That implies certainly the smaller amount. So I wasn't sure what to say. Va'omer acher kach ben atzadik and before some arena of Zushia near Yair, shuva kihila kadoisha han poli. So Rebbe Zushia, the son of the Rebbe Zushia, who was apparently present, v'yishlo ben bekihila kadosha brod, the son of Rebbe Zushia lived in brod, who mispav minyan shal magid, he was davening in this minyan with the magid of Zlotchev. So he said, well, maybe we could say like this. It says in Bechukosai, V'efreisi aschem, V'erbeisi aschem, Gamkein kefal. Parsh Bechukosai, it says, V'efreisi aschem, V'erbeisi aschem. So again, Pru Urevu, what's the double lashon over there? V'amar Rav Magid, Nero Yair, Shom Gamkein kasha. So the Magid said, oh, that's a good question. You're right. You're just making more questions. V'shalusi, and he asked me, what's the pshat over there? So I said, oh, Rashi says over there that Virabesi is Bekoma Zakufa with an erect posture. Vishal Mazek Koma Zakufa. So the Magid said, what does that mean? I'll help you to stand up straight. What does that mean? Good posture. Hashishal Avo Beinin Nadvaram on Iskalel until he started to say things. Va'omer Ba'arichas Kedarko Lahazbir Dvaram Kamapam. And he started to say all sorts of things. And I'm going to give you a synopsis of what he said. Okay. And the gist of what he said is the following. Hashem created the world to give tremendous pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Everything is created to give to bring Kvod Shemayim, to give honor and pleasure to Hashem. Hashem what? Allowed to emerge from him, Nishmas Yisrael, and it descended, Nishmas Yisrael, emerged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and descended throughout all of the universe down to this world. And it took on a physical form. Right? Us, our physical bodies. And the avoda, of course, is to overcome one's physicality, as we were learning about last time, to elevate the physicality, to strip away my superficial layer to allow that the seed should rot so that it should then be able to grow and become a beautiful flower or plant, that from a great distance we should be able to not get lost, we learned this morning, be able to cling to Hashem, and to, like we learned, the muscle of throwing ourselves our small drop back into the ocean of Elokos, that without Hashem who created us and sustains us, then we mamash be nothing. Like we learned in Osir Beis, Einon Mavado means literally Einon Mavado. So Hashem is playing this very interesting game that Hashem gets apparently great pleasure from by sending a ke'ilu, a portion of himself, chelak elokam imal, into this world. And from great distance, buried in many layers of levushim, Hashem wants us to rise above that and to take that little spark of the soul and to throw it back into that big ocean of elokus. It did not get lost along the way with the realization that he's here every step of the way. And he never really left us. Now he says very straight. He says, and this is the exact opposite of what people think. And it brings us back to our main theme of humility in the Osher Divrei Emes. Shalahem nidma kesheheim einam dvukim babor yisvach shemor rak b'einei olam. Sorry, in yanei olam, when a person distances himself, what do people feel? I can't live in the presence of Hashem. It makes me feel small. I need to do my own thing. I need to be more expansive. I need space. You think distancing yourself from Hashem gives you space? People think that if they're osek in yanei olam, if they, you know, buy up more and more property, and they have a bigger and bigger business, and they own more and more possessions, yeah, then that, then what? Then heim yesh be'enayim. Then they think that they're holding it on madrig of yeshus. I have something. I have a lot of somethings to my name. V'chashuvim be'enayim gedolim. They think they're big shots. V'heichem gedolim. So says the Yeshu Devemis. V'heichem gedolim. What way are they gedolim? Compared to the infinity and the eternity of Hashem, what were they gedolim? Halo bin laila, haya bin laila avar. Mamish here today, gone tomorrow. In what way does a person think he's a big shot? Could sail over your mayhem. Your life is like a passing shadow. V'afachayim him hevel. And your lifetime, let's be honest, the biggest person in the world, most powerful person on planet Earth right now, is a katan shebekatanim. Just like zoom out. I love thinking about this. Just like zoom out and like look at the globe. Look down on Earth from like outer space right now. Yeah, and then like, and then listen in to Trump and Schumer and Pelosi having a meeting. Leitzanis, katanim. No matter how big and how important they think they are. Compared to the infinity of Hashem, I'm just talking about the physics, we didn't get anywhere yet. All we just did is zoom out of the. We took a rocket ship to the moon, and we looked back down. It looks so small, because it is so small. So a person thinks, Hashem makes me feel small. So I need my space. So he starts to be osek in inyanim. He starts to build up a real empire for himself. He's a real big shot. A lot of people are afraid of him. Right? A lot of people are in awe of him. A lot of people have respect for him. So says Yeshu Devemis, well, it's Leitzanis. He's not a god though. He's here today, gone tomorrow. His life is Hevel Avalim. Nimtza. Imheim yesh b'daitim heim be'emes ayin. The more you think that you're a somebody, it's the biggest giloy milsa that you're nobody. The more a person thinks he's going to be his own thing, that's the biggest proof. That's the biggest proof that he's such silliness. The more you get lost in this mushal, the more stupid and foolish you make yourself look. But when a person goes through the world with submissiveness and humility and the realization that there's something so much bigger than you and you cling to that, he attaches himself to Hashem as is, as was, and then you're big. When you're mekusher to Hashem. Why? Ki anaf b'alisharsho, because your branch, your little branch, is attached to the root, and you're one with the shorash. V'ashorash v'ein sof. And once you reattach yourself to the infinite one, you become infinite. Im kein ha'anaf gam kein ein sof, so then your little branch, your little chelek, so to speak, of Hashem, is connected to the infinite energy of Hashem. Because you've lost your independent mitzias, which no matter how big you think it's going to be, it's always going to be small. Kamashal, as the mashal we keep giving, tipa achas shenafla liyam gadol. Right? Do you feel bad for the drop when it falls into the ocean? On the one hand, it's lost its individual identity. On the other hand, as it merges with the ocean, it's become so much bigger. So much bigger. Such an important mashal. Uvasa l'sharsha, returns to its roots. It feels at home. It's reconnected. Becomes one with the ocean, and it can't. Yes, it cannot be recognized by itself. But who cares? It's part of. It's part of the biggest thing of all. Tazvav. V'davarze, and I get a little Kabbalistic here, so hang tight. V'davarze tzarchani lahazvir lacha b'didame yoser v'hu al pi mashal m'raya mehem. Let's learn a piece from the Raya Mehem, the section of the Zohar in Parshas Bo. Shemam shel sham midos ha'eser shel Hashem Yisbarach l'mekor ma'ayan yama v'shiva nechalim. The Zohar compares the 10 spheros to the Makor, I guess that's Kesar, Mayan, I guess that would be Chachma, it's a Mayan, Mayan is a spring, Yama, the body of water, the ocean, I guess that's Bina, so you have Makor, you have Kesar, Chachma, Bina, and then Shiva Nechalin, the seven what? The seven streams, I guess, would represent Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. Okay? What does that mean? So he explains in the next paragraph. Ha'inyan kein ba'adam, afshu nivra v'hu yesh v'hu mugbal, even though man appears to be a something, kol zehu mitzido mitzad ha'briya shenivra ba. Man looks at his physical limitations, he feels very real, Hashem seems unlimited, but Hashem also seems very, very abstract. Aval lo kishem afshin es atzom v'gashmias. Right? But as much as man sees himself as being very, very specific to himself in a very specific, finite type of way, gashmias dik away, however, when a man strips himself from his gashmias, he becomes a different person. Again, the mashal we gave this morning, that Rabbi Braun gave the other day, you could have three people looking at a piece of art, and they all look at this work of art, and they're looking at the same thing, but they're seeing something different. Right? The expert in Rembrandt is seeing all of the details of what the great artist did in this painting as opposed to other paintings. He sees it in so much more depth. A person who's a junior art student, took a couple art appreciation classes, a little bit, sees a little something, doesn't really, you know, has a little bit of an understanding. And a child who looks at the picture either finds it boring or asks, right, why isn't the picture moving? Or just says, like, you know, like, I don't get it. So you have three people looking at the same thing and it's totally different. So how do you look at the world? When a person looks at himself through physical eyes, he sees himself through the limitations of his body, right? It's very limited. But when a person is mafshit es atzma migashmis, when a person trains himself to be a little bit bigger than gashmis, ratzoni lomar, that is to say, ha'ikar hispashtas ha'gashmis, yeh belibo, she'enim osim be'enav kol taivas olam haza, but again, he's no longer meshubit to taivas olam haza. He's able to elevate himself above Taivas Gashmias. Afilo ha'achreach yabo, lo efshar v'lo mechavin. That even things of necessity, he doesn't want it. He's not mindful of it. He detaches himself from it. As I wrote elsewhere, he says, "Ukumosh akasa b'sefer ha'magid b'parshas b'shalach." Here he's quoting the Magid Meisharim. Magid Meisharim is a book by Rav Yosef Cairo of conversations he had with a Magid, which was a Malach. Shehizer Magid la'beis Yosef alzet tamid. If you look in the Magid Meisharim, you'll see, I haven't learned through it, but a little bit I've seen it. I know that the Maggid tells Rav Yosef Cairo a lot to try to lift himself above Taivas Olam Haza. U'mikol shekein kol amidos ro'os hatluyos b'leivo. The more so, not only the things that are permitted but Taivas, but all the more so things that are bad. V'yamufsha mikula machmas goda trukaso laborius baruch shemo. And again, the theme of our Sefer is, have the humility to be davak to Hashem. That seems to be the main theme. Have the humility to give up your taivas, to give up your kavod, to give up your pursuit of self, negate yourself to Hashem, and you'll be much more pleasurable for you. You'll give pleasure, kiviyachal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it takes humility and bittul. Asher kol taivas v'chemdas ha'olam haza u'rahava v'kinasa. All the pleasures of this world and all of the haughtiness and jealousy that comes with it. You're jealous of someone else's spouse, you're jealous of someone else's parnasa, you're jealous of someone else's intellectual capabilities, you're jealous of the type of house or car they drive. You spend your whole life, it's such katnus. And when people are in it, they're so in it sometimes. And when you're above it, it's so easy to look at it and say, how does anyone fall for this? Such katnus. I told someone recently, I don't think I mentioned it here. What do you do like when you see someone who's like thinks he's a yesh, you know? Thinks he's like a real somebody. And he's very intimidating in his yeshus, his presentation of self. Right? So how do you like not be afraid, right? I mean, when you go for the job interview, and this guy is known to be like a real cutthroat, you know, type of guy, you're scared he's going to really give you a tough time on the interview. So how do you walk into that office with a sense of Yishuv Hadas? So part of it, again, is that zooming out, is to zoom out a little bit and to like, just like, zoom up to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means, I don't know what that means. Kisei HaKavod talks about meditating on the Kisei HaKavod, okay. Zoom out to the Kisei HaKavod, sit down, you know, pull up a chair next to the Kisei HaKavod, and just like look down, like watch, as if you're watching like a, you know, a show, right? Like watch yourself at that interview. Watch it from Hashem's perspective. It's so silly. The whole thing is so silly. You might be nervous about it. You're nervous. Get the job. You're not going to get the job. You're sitting here, what, because this guy has $2 million and his hair slicked back and he wears nice shoes. So now you're nervous. Picture him as a little kid. Picture this guy as like a 6-year-old. He was a 6-year-old once upon a time. He was some little kid. Maybe he was bullying kids in the schoolyard. Now he's bullying people in his office. It doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to be nervous. You don't have to be afraid of these things. That's what he's teaching us. Right? That the taivas olam haza and the arrogance of this world and the jealousy of this world. Hevel hu lemisha zacha litom benashno chashuka zo. Afilu b'efes katzeo. Just taste a little bit of real dveikas, he says. And you realize this stuff is so silly. Dahayu shiya b'yir of ahava. If you knew what a little bit of real yir ha-shamayim felt like, what a little bit of real love felt like, so all the taivas of love would be negated. And all of the awe and trepidation of Basar Vadam would all be negated. Ki built the year of a fachad belev ein zerach yisonius ava. Because without real yira, a person can't come to real ava. You've never experienced real ava. As he quotes from the Maggid of Mezrich in his Ksavim, Haloim tachas yadcha, he says to the person he's writing the kunjas to, you have some of these writings, zil kari behem, go read them, you'll see. Or like it says in the Sefer Chesed LaAvraham, Gam King, Kiko Masha Adam Ovid Hashem VaOsek B'Torah Built the Yira. That when a person learns Torah, again, as we learned, a person abuses the king's daughter without respect. He doesn't have a sense of Yira Shemayim. He doesn't respect the Torah that he's learning. Ratzalom or Pachar Alev with some degree of trepidation. What a chutzpah it is to learn Hashem's writings. Unbelievable. Ratzalom or Shetipa Alav Pachar Belev in Hashem Yisparach who built the Zeha Kol Hu Mibachutz. If not, it's all chitzonius. The whole thing is chitzonius. Aval b'yira nemar zeh shar l'Hashem. You want to get to really know Hashem? A person needs to climb from yira to ava, real dveikus, to leave the superficiality behind. Ki misha ba b'shar ha-melech bo, because the one who enters to the king's gate, nofa alav yira b'teva. Think about it. When you come before a king of flesh and blood, you're nervous. So how can you claim, well, no, I'm before Hashem. Shavisi Hashem, I'm just like, I don't feel anything. Then come on, then how much are you really before Hashem? You're nervous when you go for the job interview. Well, you know why? Because that's real to you. So Hashem's obviously not that real to us, that we're not so scared. We can't, we're not shake before Hashem. Kena adam kishenofel of pachar Hashem yisparach bolivo simen shenichnas machshavta b'shar melech. If you can have real year in your heart, that's a sign that that's a moment where you're actually entering into the king's gate. V'zeo midas malchus. It's just like a malchus of Basar Adam. You come to the king's palace, you're nervous. There's this deep sense of respect and awe. So when you walk into the base medrash and you don't feel that, that means you don't realize where you're walking into. Kavachomer ben benoshel kavachomer, malchus Hashem Yisbarach, all the more so a million times over when you have the malchus of Hashem in front of you. And when a person nurtures this yira constantly, if you think about the things you wouldn't do in front of your parents, you think about the things you wouldn't do in front of the king, right? And you think about when I'm talking to the king about important things, my mind never strays into all sorts of silly things. So, okay. When a person has yira, all of the cheap and lowly taivas seem to disappear. V'zeu ha'hispashtus ha'gashmius v'zgabrus koach ha'sichlu ha'mavur b'shulchan aruch hilchos tefillah. And this is the concept of what? Hispashtus ha'gashmius, leaving behind one's gashmius, literally stripping off, almost like a person takes off. What's the ma'isa they say? One of the Talmidim of the Noam Eli Melech was in his room. when he went to daven, and they said they saw him take off his body like a person takes off his coat. And he threw it over the back of a chair. I don't know what that means. Sounds cool. The tzaddik just like stepped right out. It's just lavush. But that's what it is. It's mamash lavush. So when a person takes off the lavush, so then what? He strips himself out. His gabris kach hasichli. He uses his intellect, i.e. his neshama, to be in control. Let's learn that halacha for a second, Shulchan Aruch. Because in Lubavitch Svarim they say, if it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that means it's shayach to everyone. Everything in Shulchan Aruch is shayach to everyone. It's not, Shulchan Aruch is not madrigos for tzaddikim and chassidim. Shulchan Aruch is the life of Klal Yisrael. So listen to this halacha in Hilchos Tefila, in Simen Tzadi Ches. Okay? Kavana b'tefila. It's good to review these halachas once in a while. Hamispal tzarech shechavin b'libo perish hamilo shemotzi b'smasav. When you daven, you're supposed to think about the meaning of the words that you're saying. Okay. Already we're in trouble. Slow down enough to be able to think about the words. Shabbos, I have a few seconds to try to think about the words. V'yachshov ki'ilu shechina k'nagdo. Picture Hashem, shechina opposite you. V'yeir ha-kavana, and that, of course, arouses the kavana. V'yasir kol ha-machshavos ha-tordos oso, ha-chetisha'er, machshavto v'kavanaso, zacha b'tfilaso. Put aside all of your other concerns. All, right? The class that's coming up next doesn't exist. The test that's coming up doesn't exist. The paper that's coming up doesn't exist. Nothing exists other than being with Hashem in that moment. V'yachshav ki'ilu hayim medaber lefnei melech basar v'dam, hayim misadir dvarav, u'mechavim b'em yafa. Yeah? The opportunity to speak before the king. So you think about it a lot. Wasting our whole Gemara here today because I'm nervous about what to say tonight. Try to think about it. I still don't know exactly how to say or what to say, but you try to think about it. Laval yichsha. Say that you shouldn't mess up. Try to say the right thing. So Kav v'chomer lefnei melech malchei emlochem v'kadosh baruch hu. Shuchoker kol machshavos. Hashem is not only listening to your lips, he's reading your mind. Right? Imagine that. Imagine like, you know, in the Olam HaEmes, they're projecting your davening onto two screens. Right? What's going on in your head and what's going on in your lips. Broken words, wandering minds. V'kach hayu osim chasidim ha'anche ma'isa, sh'ayim mizbodidim, u'mechavnu b'tfilasam, ad sh'megia l'espashta sagashmas. And this is what the early righteous ones would do. They would spend time meditating, mizbodidim, directing their tefillos until they reach a level of what? Espashas Hagashmas. Ulis Gabris Koach Hasichli. Exactly the words we just saw in the Yoshua Yamas. And elevating the Koach Hasichli. Achay Magiyam Karv Lamailas Nevuah. Until they came close to the level of Nevuah. That's what davening can be and it's supposed to be. Vim Tavo Lom Achshava Acheres Besocha Tvila. And if a thought pops into your head during Tvila, so stop, stop talking, stop davening. Yishtok Achetis Batal Machshava. Stop davening until you push that out of your head. Okay, and it goes on from there. But these are things that are supposed to be within reach. All right, let's finish those tests up and then we'll stop. Velo ratzisi laharich v'inyan zeh shoroi laharich. He says, I don't want to just go on, even though there's a lot to say here. Rakim b'chsavim and Yisrael, these things are all recorded in the chsavim, in the writings of the Torahs of Rav Dov Ber, the Magid of Mizrach. Again, you have access to these things. He talks about this in many places. Until a person again comes to cling to Hashem, using some type of Kabbalistic code word, but from Yira to Ava to Dveikus. And when you train yourself, come on, when you're learning, at least be connected. When you're davening, be connected. When you train yourself in that way, to experience or to move towards the experience of espashas agashmias be'emes, she'abotol mimitzias v'daito b'isatfila, v'lo yargish klal shehu b'guf, to the point that you don't even realize that you have a body. Your mom is just totally tapped into the tefila. To the point that it's an out-of-body experience. Seems like it's very impossible, but again, this is what we're trying to work on. It's a hard sefer, it's a heavy sefer. Okay, lastly for tonight, Kama Sha'amar Harav HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mipremishlan, one of his other Rebbeim, who he cites, Masha Amru b'Mishnah. Mishnah Bracha says, Hayarochev ala chamor yered. If you're riding on a donkey, get off the donkey and then daven. So it's very obvious what he's going to say. But Salomar, im adam rochev al hachomer. The person is constantly what? He's sitting on top of his chumrius. That's where he rides around. He rides around this world on what? Agashrius. Yeah? No, that's not what he's saying. If a person is rochev al hachomer, umufsham igashrius tamid. Yeah. If a person is what? He controls his gash. That means he rides the donkey, means he, not that he's being taken around by it, but he's in control of the chomer, he's in control of his physicality. And he's moving towards his pashas agashrius. Afalpi, sha'afalpi kein, who margish shub agashrius. Even though he still feels that I'm still connected to gashrius, afal sha'as ha'tfila, sha'oz miskaberes ha'kadusha b'nefesh, al yedei mitzvahs, b'divrei tfila, ha'namar mitachil v'chimu, yachul leiredu lispal. What a beautiful word in the Mishnah. Right? There are people who are controlled by their donkey. There are people who are in control of their donkey. They're rochev ala chamor. That's good. Right? Mashiach is oniva rochev ala chamor. Rochev ala chamor means he's in control of his tchumris, of his physicality. So says the Rav Menachem Mendel from Shlan. Even though sometimes you still feel like, okay, maybe I'm in control of my gashrius, but I'm still involved with gashrius. That's true. But the fact that you're in control of it some of the time, hopefully other times, specifically b'shas tefillah, where there's an extra step up in kedusha, because you've worked on being in control of your gashmias, maybe, just maybe, in those moments, what? Hayarochi ba'ala chamor? What does the Mishnah say? Yerit, get down from the donkey. U'mispala, and then you can daven. So even though you may not be able to be a tzaddik who's always off the donkey, right? But if a person works on himself regularly, then hopefully he'll have those breakthrough moments of tefillah where he's able to what? Descend out of his gashmias and experience pure connection to Hashem. That's the greatest feeling in the world. And when you have that, he says, you're not going to want anything else. You're not going to be interested in anything else. Ayidei mitzvos v'divrei tefillah ha'namar mitachil rechimu yachol leyred ulispal. Rotolomer sheyered min hachamor v'yispash ha'guf l'gam. Let's do Tessayin quickly.
What's that?
Let's do Tessayin quickly. I really need to. Let's do Tessayin quickly. Because I just feel like we didn't see anything totally new tonight, although it's all very important. So let's see at least a very interesting new pshat. Because we've seen, he has some very creative interpretations we've seen of some Gemaras. Okay, so he's going to explain to us the Gemara. Just very quickly. The Gemara tells the story that when Ula would come back from learning, when he come back from the Beis Medrash, such a weird Gemara. So strange, superficially. When Ula would come back from the Beis Medrash, he would kiss his sisters on their chest. The Gemara says, and it seems like a steer mine obey, because Ula was the one who Dafka warned people to be careful with Arayus, and that don't think nothing can happen with your own sister, God forbid. Ula was the one who said you have to be so careful to distance yourself from anything that's even Karuv l'Arayus. So Pauling Didei, contradicting himself. And yet he himself came back from shul, came back from a long afternoon of learning, and he would kiss his sisters. One opinion says on the hands, but one opinion says, Abei Chadayo, literally on their chest, on their bosom. What does that even mean? Ayin Sham Betosos Dibra Maschilu Pliga, where Tosos writes, Hasefer Lo Chosh Laharech Ulefarish Kan Lama Haya Osekin. The Sefer doesn't tell us why he did this. For who? The Sefer? What Sefer? What are you talking about? The Gemara? When does Tosos prefer to the Gemara as a Sefer? And Tosfos is raising the question, why does the Gemara not answer the contradiction? You told me Ula came home from the Beis Medrash and he would kiss his sisters on their chest, and Ula is the one, it's a contradiction, because Ula is the one who warned people to be so careful with anything that's even slightly related to Arayos. Yeah? And then it doesn't tell us, Upliga didei adidei, it was Machlokas, his actions negate his... Didei adidei. It's Machlokas Ula on himself. What's he doing? No. And then the Gemara just leaves it. no rationale. Tell us. Maybe he has a svara. Maybe there's a reason why he did it. Yeah? In the Gemara in Ksubis, in the second parak, talks about having taking a woman on your shoulders, doing the dancing. Right, one of the Tanaim did that, and he said, nah, she's like nothing to me. It's like carrying around a piece of wood. So, okay, he gave a svara. But Ula here just says, Ula argued on himself, and the Sefer didn't bother to give an answer. So Tosfos, the Pashim Shana Tosfos, Tosfos quotes that Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak. And Tosfos says, the Gemara here didn't mention the Svara, but it's Mestama, it's the same Svara that to him it meant nothing. And the Sefer wasn't concerned with writing the Arichas. The Gemara with its 2,711 pages couldn't afford one more line. Very strange. Hard to understand. Maza Arichas im Sarach HaTaretz. What's the Arichas? It's not an Arichas. Give the answer. Ula is a walking contradiction. That's hard to imagine. So he says it could be Baruch HaKodesh, the following. Aval Nira Lisha Baruch Kodshim Ramzu HaTeres V'Devrayim Lamevin. It could be they were hinting to us the answer. V'Devrayim Kesapir Gizrasa Ratzon Lomar Shalafim HaShekasav Nula'el. That if a person is able She'be'im Ha'adam Mufshot Migashmias Azayhu Muchlok Ba'atzma. Like I told you, Noam Elimelech took his body off and threw it over a chair like a coat. A tzaddik who reaches the highest levels is able to what? Is to be polig didei adidei in the language of the Gemara. He's able to divide himself from himself. That is the answer. Me'atzmo al'atzmo. Hu bekir bo davak b'bor yisbarach shmo b'tshuka gedola. That on the inside he's mamish clinging to Hashem. Hu v'chitzoni oso afal pikin oso b'olam pulos gashmias. He's involved what appears to be things in this world. Achila, zivug, v'kedoma. Needless to say, this is very dangerous because this is a hair's breadth away from Shabtai Tzvi Machshav. It's a hair's breadth away from you know, being involved with women and claiming that, no, I'm doing tikkunim, even though I'm doing a verus. So it's a very, very fine line. Right? But Ula was trying. Ula apparently, I guess, was such a tzaddik who had reached the level where what? Where there was a separation between his chitzonius. Again, it's not usur per se, I guess, to touch his sister, although Chazal themselves have certain cautions about that. But Ula was showing that no, when a person is mamish beyond, when he's nivdol from his gashmius, so then his chitonius it's a different thing. So he says, that's the pshat. In the next paragraph, Ezer Shalom B'Gemara, Ula ki havi asim yibei rav. When Ula came back from learning, Shaya'oz mufshat biyoser machvas dveikas ato, he's so attached to the Torah, that what? That he was able to what? Have a menashik lewi. He could kiss his own sisters in a way that seems a bit lewd, and it wasn't a problem. Answers the Gemara, upliga didei adidei. But Pnimius, the Gemara is saying, he divided himself from himself. What's a lomar? Lama hayosa kein, how could a person do such a thing? Machma shemufla gumuchla didei adidei. What's a lomar ruchniuso mufshu migashmiuso? Sispashas agashmius. Dimlo kein, hey chasazef. If not, how could he do such a thing? After all, the Gemara says he's the one who said, afilu shum kurva asr, any type of closeness to Arayos is asr. Vatzalom zeho chacha gemura. Vatzuma, sha pliga didei adidei. It must be that. Pliga didei adidei. Vatzalom ar. Shuruch niyuso mufsha migash miyuso. And the proof is that Ula himself spoke out against people who do this. The only way he wasn't a blatant liar, he obviously understood that he was in a different category. Again, this is a very delicate thing that he's saying. But for us, it teaches us that we have to try to live in a more redeemed fashion and not to allow ourselves to just be slaves to our gashmias. Get off the donkey once in a while and be able to experience. Again, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tzadiches. It's somehow, it's within reach. Again, a basic level just means losing yourself in your davening. Not worrying about something that was such a worry to you. Being able to really put it aside and just immerse yourself in your Shemoneh Esrei. And he concludes the piece by saying, why did Tosfos call it a Sefer? The Sefer didn't want to be Marech. Such an interesting Lashon of Tosfos. He says, the Sefer lesvirus dvarim hudasi. Sefer means, what's a lower mitzad hasapirus vahabihirus shabbatorah lemivinum apnimius. Right? From the realm of the sapir, the sapphire, the illuminated realm of the Torah. Yeah, from the illuminated realm of the Torah. Right, anything that has to do with the more light that's found in a word, the more pnimius it is. Right? The Zohar is called the Zohar, the lights. So from the illuminated perspective of Torah,
lo chash laharich ki nichlal zeh b'divrayim asirim kesapirim. From the illuminated perspective, from a Pnimius perspective, the Gemara didn't need to give an answer because it gave the answer. The answer was pliga didei. That was the answer. From nigla, you're left wondering why didn't the Gemara give the explanation? But says Tosos, Ruch Kodshim, a sefer lo chash laharich, because from this perspective of the Sphiros and the Sapir and the Zohar and the Pnimius, there was no further explanation needed. Alright, these are deep things, but there's a way for us to, in some small way, to just constantly work on that humility and that bittul and just that surrender to Hashem. It's really so important. The more you make yourself into ayin, the more you'll become a yesh. And God forbid the opposite is also true. So we should be zochah to mevatel ourselves. Amen.
Shkoyach.